This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Donna Dolan, and we're talking about Tin Mountain Conservation Center, and they have a whole plethora of events going on. First, we should probably get a little into what Tin Mountain Conservation Center is and a little bit more about them as an organization. Donna.
Tin Mountain Conservation Center is a local grassroots organization that started over 30 years ago in Jackson, New Hampshire, and with the simple mission to promote an appreciation of the environment. Since that time, we have increased our mission to include programs in schools, at camp, and in the community, and to conserve the natural resources by promoting land protection, sustainable forestry, agriculture, and energy efficiency. What's really cool right now, we have interns, so we do research, and we have continuing research for the last 5 years. We have avian ecologists. We also have foresters who come and learn, as well as we have a brook trout program where we rehabilitate the rivers and streams so it has better habitat for the local brook trout. So if anyone is interested in research at all, please look at our website, tinmountain.org. We also have naturalists in all the schools. We service an amazing number of children per year. 5,000 children are served per year. We have 11 staff members. We have a member. We are a member organization. So if anyone's interested in supporting us, you're welcome again to go online. You can become a member right online. We also have something new this year. We have a membership drive, and we have wonderful local businesses becoming members, and there's really nice incentives for them as well. Again, that information is on tinmountain.org, or you can call us at 447-6991 extension 12. We have a beautiful nature learning center, and you've been there, Tony. It is made by a local craftsman with 19 different species of wood. It's solar photovoltaic. We have nature trails, and we have continuous property, and we have wildlife on it, including black bear, moose, bobcat. It's really exciting. So this Saturday, we have a program. It's winter tracking, and you can go out with the staff as well as Dr. Rick Vanderpool, who's very knowledgeable, and you can scout around and see the type of wildlife that we do have on our property. And that's Saturday, January 26th. So we have wonderful nature programs, thanks to L.L. Bean and the Bank of New Hampshire. Tonight, we have a program. If you're listening to this, hop in the car at 7 p.m., go to the Nature Learning Center on Bald Hill Road, and you can see David Gavotsky's presentation on the brown bears of Katmai. There's 2,000 brown bear in this park, and they survive on the salmon, the wild spawn, and he has beautiful photographs. He's been there numerous times. So that's going to be a great program if you ever wanted to go to Alaska, if you've been there before to that park. He really does a wonderful job. So that's this evening at 7 p.m. at the Nature Learning Center. Winter break is soon, in February vacation, and what Tin Mountain does have is we have winter camps for our children from kindergarten to grade 6. And they are 1 day a week each for the week. On Tuesday, February 19th, for grades 1 through 4, we have winter art. And children will build snow sculptures. They will do winter watercolors in the snow. It's really quite fun. We ask children to dress warm, bring a snack. The cost is $45 for members, $50 for non-members. On Wednesday, February 20th, we have, for children grades 2 to 6, a wildlife crime scene is taking place on the grounds, and they have to explore and become detectives to find out what happened out in the wild. Predator and prey are really quite an interesting subject, and children really gravitate to that. That's a great program if children are interested in that. If you're a parent and thinking about some constructive ways for them to enjoy their vacation, definitely look at our website. This is all listed. For grades K through 2, for the younger children, they discover the wildlife and explore. They get to meet other young children, and they have a treasure hunt. We do provide hot cocoa, and also provide snowshoes. And then on Friday, February 22nd, for grades 4 to 6, we have winter survival. I particularly like this camp. It's really important to know how to survive in the outside. You never know with a snowstorm, even for ourselves. So they learn how to build shelters, boil water, and how to stay safe in the snow. And that's really a fun program. They do build their own snow shelter, weather conditions provided, that works well. So that's what we have for the winter break camps. So we do have openings to look at that if you're interested in having your child go there. Summer camps will soon be open. So there's so much to talk about. Do you want me to keep on going?
No, that's lots, lots going up. And it's the Tin Mountain Conservation Center. They're having their numerous winter camps and nature programs going on, numerous events. For more information anytime, you can go to tinmountain.org. That's tinmountain.org. You can also call 447-6991. I know me in particular, I'm really excited about that winter survival. Just because you never know if you're driving the Kank or driving along some of these roads in our area, you could easily go off the road, heaven forbid, and then find yourself in that type of situation. And maybe it's just an amount of time that you need to survive before you're found, but that is still essential, especially when we're talking about -5 below or something like that. So I see those types of classes as essential, really important skills. You have also coming up in March, the 33rd, First Season Benefit Dinner and Auction, and that is going to be starting on March 9th at 6:30 for the live auction. Dinner will be at 7, and the silent auction will be at 5 with the
It
cash
actually
bar.
Starts at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
And tickets are on sale now. They're $75 a ticket. We have tables of 8 or 16. Our reservations are requested because it is a seating arrangement. We usually have over 250 items. We have over 350 people. We have our sponsors coming in now. I'll be on again to give them all notification. And this radio station is one of our sponsors, so we really appreciate that. The buffet this year is prepared by Hart's Catering. We have a cash bar provided by Oxford House Inn. Our auctioneer is David Freeman. And we have some great items coming in already. How about a ski? For this weather right now, we have a beautiful cross-country ski set thanks to Down East Bicycle. We also have Specialist. We also have a beautiful quilt made by this wonderful group of women who are called the Fiber Babes, which is really quite fun. We have Valley Original Restaurants also. And then also I want to mention that on February 1st, we have registration open for our Century Ride and our Hill Climb. So all of you who are in good shape and want to do a 40, 80, 100 mile around the base around Washington to give us support, where you can register early as well as for the Bicycle Hill Climb. So I want to thank you for the time, Tony. This is wonderful. Again, if you want more information, go to tinmountain.org. There's plenty online for all the information I told you. We do even much more than what I can possibly put in this time frame.
So that's tinmountain.org, tinmountain.org, or you can call 603-447-6991 if you want to reach them by phone. Donna, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.